Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life is Tricia Jackson. How are you, Tricia?
I'm well. Good morning, Kevin.
Yes, glad to have you on the show with us today. Well, big time coming up is Relay for Life of Iosco County, and we've got a lot of things to talk about, don't we?
It is. So we've got our final countdown on.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to some excitement. And so far, the weather looks like it's going to be just about perfect for a relay.
I think you're right. It's going to be a little warm, but the sun's going to be out. It's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday. But before we get to the Saturday events, there's something happening on Friday, isn't there?
There is. You know, we had a little mix-up last minute with our Survivor Breakfast, and we've been doing it for years and years. So this year we've got a little bit of a change. We weren't able to get invitations out, so we're sure hoping that all of your listeners will come out and join us. But at Tim Hortons from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, survivors and caregivers can come on out. Survivors can register, get their T-shirts, have a donut, have some coffee with us, mingle. We'd love to hear about your stories. And it's just a nice way to be able to get that T-shirt in your hands before you come out on Saturday.
That's right. So that's happening tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. And again, that's at Tim Hortons right there in Tawa City.
Correct. Yep.
Very good. Yeah. Survivors and caregivers come on out for that. Then everybody come on out. Relay for Life kicks off on Saturday morning, doesn't it?
It does. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We've got some exciting ceremonies and just a ton of activities and things to do. A lip sync battle, which still has openings if anybody's interested. We also have a fear factor. It's going to be downright gross and and a little PG, I guess we would call it.
Okay.
But there's going to be some gross elements too. And so I'm really hoping that the community will come out and embrace it. It's something fun to do. It's free. There's a bounce house for the kids. Bring everybody out. Have a good time, because we celebrate all day. And of course, at night, there's the remembrance. And we do have, you know, that time that we can reflect on those that we've lost, as cancer has touched all of our lives. But during the day, it's really a celebration of life. It's a celebration of survivorship. And it's just an amazing time.
You know, you're right. It is it's a family friendly event. Everyone's welcome to come out. And you're also right. There's probably no one listening in the audience right now that has not been touched by cancer in some way. So they should be a part of this.
Yes, unfortunately, that is the case.
And
until we eradicate it, I can tell you the American Cancer Society is the one that's doing the most legwork to get this disease eradicated. And we're seeing a dramatic increase of lives just due to the work that the American Cancer Society is doing through research and programs and services.
Indeed. Well, you kind of mentioned a few things, but there's always something going on during. Now, it used to be 24 hours. They've shortened that, but they have not taken away any of the things that are a main part of what Relay for Life is all about.
Very true. I would say that the majority of our activities have always taken place during the day and during those early evening hours. So realistically, we're cutting out that that really quiet time between 1 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning, where there's not a whole lot of activity. So we still have everything that you would love about Relay, and it's just a shortened event to 15 hours.
That's right. The survivors are recognized. The caregivers are recognized. And of course, in the evening, if you can come to one thing, and we talked about a lot of things that are going on, but to me, the one thing that really sums up what Relay's all about is the luminaria ceremony in the evening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very touching time, usually never a dry eye, and we're sincerely looking forward to a great presentation this year and a wonderful turnout of those luminary bags.
That's right. Now, a new venue for Relay for Life this year. We want to get that out there, too, for anybody listening in. I know for many years it was at Shoreline Park there in Tawa City, but this year it's in Hale.
Yeah, and I want to give some recognition to our event leadership team. You know, we've done a lot of work this year changing that venue, and they went over the other night and they looked at it, and they had some concerns for our survivors and people who may be in wheelchairs and walkers and whatnot. So they've made some changes and some adjustments. The location's still the same. It's at Eagle Point Plaza, but we won't actually be using the plaza, which is technically the track, due to the way that it's laid out and the lighting and things like that. They've moved it to a more intimate setting in front of the Plainfield Township building, which is right there.
Yeah.
It's into the parking lot. And it gives access to our concession stand, to bathrooms. It makes it a little more intimate for those who may have trouble walking that large distance.
Very nice. So ahead to Hale Saturday, 10 a.m. is when everything gets underway, and it runs till approximately 1 a.m. So a full day of activities and fun. Fundraising, and it's not too late to become a part of it, is it? If they want more information about becoming a part of Relay for Life, there's still time to do that, isn't there, Tricia?
Absolutely. There's never, ever a late time. I don't care if it's the day after the event. It's a great time to join Relay, but you can give me a call directly at 989-858-5160. That is my cell phone, because over the next couple of days, I'll be over in your area doing a lot of traveling. So that's the best way to reach me if you have any questions or concerns, or just come on out.
Yes.
Registration's going to begin roughly at 9 o'clock, and we'll give you all the information you could possibly need. We just want a lot of people there.
We do, and you don't need to be a part of a team. That's the other thing I hear all the time. Well, I'm not on a team. You don't need to be on a team. Just bring the family out, bring yourself out, and be a part of this emotional event.
Absolutely. I can tell you the teams that are there, they're working hard.
Yeah.
They're working hard all year. They're working hard that day so that they can put on that experience for the community. And that's truly what it's all about and what drives their passion.
That's right. You mentioned they can get a hold of you, but they can also check out the website. Just go to the website. And I know there's a Facebook page for this. Plenty of ways to learn more and to get a full rundown of what's going to be happening this Saturday.
Absolutely. Google's a great tool. It is just Relay for Life of Iasco County. You want to put it in that way to be able to get access. Information is on our Facebook page. It's also on the website, and we do have our event schedule downloaded on that website as well. So the very first thing that pops up, you're going to be able to see what's going on that day.
Very good. Trisha Jackson, Relay for Life, getting ready to go this weekend. Trisha, I know you are busy, but thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Eye today.
Hey, thank you, and thank you to WKJC for all of your support. Just amazing to have Carol Broadcasting on our side.